Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And, Chris, today we're discussing a life transition that can be difficult for some.
Yes, Brandon, we are for sure. And specifically, we're looking at a time when an adult child is having some difficulty with that transition independence. You know, it can be very difficult, stressful time for families, parents, and actually siblings included.
So many go on to college right out of school, especially these days. But we know that college isn't always the right post-high school avenue for many.
You're right. And the thing is, Brandon, what we're going to be discussing today are situations where a late teen or an early 20-something-year-old is just having a difficult time moving forward. Now, just to clarify, we're not necessarily discussing young adults who have identifiable developmental delays or concerns that, of course, might need additional time to transition out of the house or social service support to assist that as well. But what we're speaking about today are more about young adults who don't really have any of these identifiable concerns, but who are either showing extreme anxiety or just not making any efforts at all at moving forward.
So what factors may be coming into play here, Chris?
Well, in some of these cases, it may be simply that the home life is just a little too comfortable, and parents need to start to, let's say, set some boundaries, you know, possibly set other rules in place that will encourage their adult child to start moving in a more independent direction, such as expecting the young adult to be working, contributing to the household bills, including, paying some rent. I remember one time finding out about that. Some friends of ours were charging their adult children rent to live at home, and I just couldn't believe it. Now I get it. But this may also mean setting an additional plan in place where there's kind of a deadline for finding an apartment. This can be somewhat of a soft deadline, especially if you're in a rural area where apartments and or employment opportunities can be harder to find. But it's good to have a meaningful, direct conversation with your young adult child about this, especially if they're not necessarily going away to school. But the cases that are of a greater concern are where the young adults are showing excessive anxiety about it, and where parents, because they love their children, may be having a hard time seeing what's going on, understanding what's going on. So in these cases, if a young adult is showing resistance because of anxiety, you'll want to have a conversation with them at a time when things are peaceful in the house and there aren't any unusual stressful events or upsetting moods in the house that could get in the way of that conversation. So discuss what you've seen as a parent, the observations of the stress, the anxiety, and see if your adult child is willing to share. If they're not, and there's clearly a lack of communication, then you may need to try that conversation at a later time. But as a parent, you'll want to take a good look at your role in the situation. It would be good to discuss with either a close, trusted friend or perhaps with a counselor about some of these dynamics that are at play in the house that maybe you as a parent are having a difficult time seeing. Counselors can help you identify potential concerns that you've not been able to see yourself, and then they can assist you in developing a plan for firmly guiding your adult child to move towards greater independence.
What are some of those dynamics and or obstacles that may be at play in situations such as these?
That's a good question, Brandon. Sometimes parents who've had to navigate through stressful situations, such as divorces or other very challenging or difficult times, may also be dealing with a high level of uncertainty and fear about the future themselves. And so having their children around may be providing some level of comfort to the parent as well. So, of course, parents do not like to see their children go through stressful events, and this will add on some stress initially in the process until the young adult is accustomed to the process of becoming more independent and being out on their own. But, you know, I will say this too, that if a young adult has levels of anxiety, possibly depression, getting them connected with a professional can be very beneficial, and especially if they've experienced something early on in life that potentially the parent is unaware of. So if they're resistant to doing this, though, if that young adult child or that your young adult still living at home is showing resistance to being able to do this, it should not deter you from still setting a plan for migrating them to independence and being out on their own. Now, this may cause additional conflict, but again, continue to keep the channels of communication open while at the same time communicating your love for them and that you're also not abandoning them.
And certainly a difficult challenge for some parents, but some great information there. You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.